This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Morning, Coasties.
Hello, Coasties. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up.
Life is short.
Get out of bed.
I know it's warm and it's cozy and it's easy to stay in bed, but life awaits you.
Life is an adventure. Jump up and embrace it. Wow, where have we been today?
This is a very unusual start to the day, isn't it?
Move forward through life. As long as you listen to 2GO,
yep.
Life will be fantastic.
Oh, look at you guys.
That's a promise. All your money back.
It's very optimistic considering State of Origin's on tonight and the Blues haven't done well over the last couple of years.
The Blues are going to smash it. Don't even worry about it.
It's time for a turnaround.
Yep.
It's time for a...
The tides are changing.
I know things. I've talked to people. I know very important people within that community.
Do you?
And I've got some inside information.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you mates with? You don't want to reveal.
Well, no. My cousin Zed, he goes up to the Maroons.
I just realised that without even thinking about it, I'm wearing maroon today, and I go for the Blues,
Judas.
And I cannot believe I've done that.
How rude! Persecute!
I didn't even realise. I just got up and got dressed in the dark as normal.
It's all right. It's forgivable. It's okay.
Oh my God! I don't go for the maroons. Just so you know, everybody.
Nice. None. Well, look, today's show we do have a $100 voucher to give away to the Kincumber Hotel to go watch the Origin in style.
$100
Yeah. Plus, they got an awesome craft beer and cider festival on this weekend. So thanks to those guys. Going to give that away later on.
Drink responsibly as you watch the game. Don't glass people. Just enjoy the game.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast. On 2GO.
I want you to picture an amazingly beautiful day in Canada. I want you to picture blue skies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gorgeous. You're driving in your car.
Is this like a new age thing? Do you want me to take my top off? Or?
Feel free. I mean, it's 5:30 on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't care. I think that'll be fantastic. Add some spice to the studio.
Sounds like you're starting a cult.
Oh, okay. Right. No. No, I'm just setting the scene. Here we go. So you're in Canada. This beautiful day.
Yes.
You got the windows down in your car. The sunroof is open.
Is it summer or winter?
It's summer.
Summer, so it's warm.
It's warm.
It's good because I hate the cold.
Same.
I'm not going to go with you on this if it's under 10 degrees.
No, it's definitely warmer than 10 degrees.
Excellent. Right?
Okay, so you're with me, you're driving along and it's beautiful and you've got your friend sitting next to you.
We're going to Whistler.
Yeah, maybe we're going to Whistler.
Oh, yeah, and there's a mountain lion. I just saw a mountain lion,
okay.
I think.
Okay, cool.
Well, or is that a Canadian?
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
You're in British Columbia, by the way.
British Columbia, yes.
Okay, there's BC.
There's a Mountie. Police Mountie with a silly crazy hat and a red top.
All right, you need to stop imagining now because I need to tell the story, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. So it's a beautiful day. In Canada. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, from the sky, drops kind of sloppy, wheaty lumps. And you're thinking, what is going on? Where did that come
from? What's happening here? It's Armageddon.
It smells foul. It's in the sunroof. It's in the windows. You don't know what's going on. And then you realize a plane has gone overhead and human feces has dropped from the sky.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. That's what happens when you use those toilets, because I've often thought, what happens to that poo?
No, they collect it. They actually collect it. But occasionally things go. Yeah.
What happened here?
So the fuselage, something under the fuselage with the plumbing system froze and then defrosted and then dropped lumps of frozen human poo. Oh.
Maybe it wasn't human poo. Maybe it was like, you know, people say it's raining cats and dogs.
Mm.
But before the cats and dogs reached us, the poo came, because poo, cats and dogs, that's the thing they do best.
Maybe.
Certainly my dogs.
Yeah, your dogs are really good at the poo thing.
What are your dogs good for? They do a lot of poo.
Yeah, yeah.
I was cleaning it up yesterday and I thought, how much poo can a little dog have?
I know. Stop feeding them. That's a good tip there if you don't want them to poo.
That's a good. I never thought about that.
Hey, please feed your dogs.
I did get hold of the
playlist. Feed your dogs to their pal.
Yeah, yeah. I did get hold of the playlist though that was in this car as they were driving along, and they were distressed. I mean, these two are obviously distressed, and one of them said she was crying. She couldn't sleep until 4 a.m. It was really distressing for them.
Of course, yeah. Being rained on by poo. Yeah.
Guess what was on their playlist? This.
Africa.
Yes.
Toto Africa.
That's right.
Wow.
I miss the poo down in Africa. And there was this song. Go out in the poo.
Good advice.
You know, there was that one as well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this one as well. It's poo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a miracle.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Show us your hard drive.
Beg your pardon?
Get your floppy disk out.
Oh no, I forgot to delete my history.
What did you Google last?
Nothing.
Barry from Berkeley Vale, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good,
yeah. Yeah, we're all travelling really well, and we're talking about what we Googled last. So what did you stick into the Google last?
Bluetooth headset for a motorbike helmet.
Bluetooth headset for a motorbike helmet.
That, what does that do? It allows you to talk on the phone while you're on the bike, does it?
And talk to the missus in her on her helmet.
Oh, is she sitting next to you? Like behind you?
Not next to you. It's not a double seat.
When we go for a ride, she's sitting behind there.
That's cool. Imagine that. That's actually really, really cool, Barry.
Yeah.
Look at you out cooling everybody on Wednesday morning.
I don't think Barry's being honest. That's probably the second last thing he Googled.
No, don't you, you judge Barry.
I don't know. I've got a feeling about Barry.
All right, Barry, we're going to give you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and freckles. Stay there. We got Tracy from Maitland. Hi, Trace.
Hello.
Hello,
Tracy.
How
are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. Just on my way home from work.
Oh, you're a night shifter. What do you do?
I'm a road pilot.
Wow, okay.
Road pilot.
So you drive a truck?
No, I pilot the trucks.
She takes off. The road gun takes off in the air. I think she's
Trace,
on drugs.
What did you Google last?
Last thing I Googled was winter camping in Queensland.
Winter camping in Queensland. Look at you go. You're on a track to take a holiday?
Oh, yeah. She's going to go to... Where are you going to go? How far north?
We take a holiday every weekend.
where do you want to go? How far north do you want to go? Because it's beautiful up there, some of it.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of doing a trek up to Cape York.
Oh, yes. Cape York Peninsula.
Wow.
It's stunning. You will love it.
It is State of Origin night, and it's full of Queenslanders up there.
Yeah, don't go today, though, Trace. Nah, that's
avoid,
right.
Avoid
don't go today.
Queensland is beautiful.
I'm not going today.
Queensland is magnificent, except for the people who live there.
Trace, do you want to go see the baby animals? They're playing at the Doyle. It's going to be a great gig.
Yeah, I'll go to them and see them.
Beautiful. Well done. All right, Trace, have a great time.
You too.
And thanks for sharing what you
could.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great time, Tracy. 2GO presents the baby animals at the Doyle on the 29th of June. Get your tickets, doylo.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You've been to Queensland?
Yeah, but I haven't seen a lot of it. I did do a road trip a few years ago.
There's a lot of it, but there's nothing. A lot of nothing. A lot of, you know,
little towns.
When you go to Bundaberg and you go up north, it's all just like nothing. Nothing, Bogans, nothing.
We're allowed to rip on Queenslanders because it's State of Origin,
all
right?
That's right, yeah. We're allowed to. There's always, we don't need a reason.
No.
Because a lot of, can I say shitholes?
No.
Okay, sorry. But there are a lot, and until you get to about Cairns and then it gets really, really nice. Okay. But you have to persevere
with all the little
for about 1,000 kilometers of rubbish and bogans and there's a town called Ayr. Ayr is just before you get to the nice bit.
Okay.
So it's not that nice.
Okay.
Right? You wouldn't want to
live in Ayr.
It's not living.
No.
People who live there don't want to live in Ayr.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to get out. Because they're dumb. And when you get a place like Ayr, you really believe that we did evolve from monkeys. It's very obvious when you go to a place like that. Rockhampton also.
Good morning to our Queensland listeners.
Hello. Does this show go to Queensland?
No.
Well, they might be catching up on the app or on the website.
Yeah.
No,
there's a few Queenslanders that live here too.
This is my favourite part of Australia. I love Queensland. I think they're fantastic people and they don't look like monkeys at all. Now, in this place, Ayr, where a lot of backpackers go and stay overnight and try and find farming work so they can save a bit of money and go on the Whit Sundays, right?
Yeah.
It's a very big backpacker town.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, without the backpackers, there's no Ayr.
There's no town.
There's no Ayr.
Okay.
You see? And so anyway, this guy has put up posters, quite racist posters saying F off if you're a backpacker. And if you don't speak English, F off. And use some weird words here that I don't even understand, like THOT.
I don't know what that means. Thought.
Apparently it means...
Maybe you shouldn't say it in case it's really rude.
Well, it's translated as prostitute.
Oh, right, okay.
Why didn't you just say prostitute? Probably couldn't spell it.
No, probably couldn't spell prostitute,
exactly. Or THOT, it probably meant that.
Yeah, maybe he misspelled it.
You know, it's funny, the racist people who want everyone to speak English don't actually speak English. Isn't that ironic?
It is ironic.
They don't speak English.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a shame. I mean, backpackers are awesome.
And you know the people who live in air, you know what they're called? Aryans.
Ah.
How convenient.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk about a woman that you may have seen on the news last night from Logan. In Queensland.
Jeez,
we're really ripping on Queensland.
What are you, it's appropriate today.
It is appropriate.
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at, mate?
Hey, you want a kick in the tooth? Hey. No, I don't think
Logan does sound a little bit like.
Yeah, well, that. Logan is a place in Queensland, and it's not far from Brisbane.
Mm.
And a woman was arrested going through a drive-through for drink driving. She was 0.226%, so she was four times over the blood alcohol limit.
Yeah.
And she was riding a horse.
Was the horse drunk?
No, the horse was not drunk.
That's good. So they probably breath tested the horse
as well.
And you're fine. You're fine to go. You're under arrest.
So they arrested her, but then they had the horse. So they had to walk the horse to the police station, and then they still had to figure out what to do with the horse. So they had to walk the horse back to where she lived after they'd arrested her and then kind of processed her and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's illegal to ride a horse under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that now. God, I've been doing it for a while.
Well, it's also illegal to ride a bike while under the influence of alcohol as well.
And have you heard, apparently, I don't know, this might be a rumor, but it's illegal to drink and drive a car.
Yes.
No,
that's kind of, yeah.
No, I'm glad we cleared that up because, man, I thought it was just...
It's illegal to ride anything. So you could ride a goat, and if you were drunk, it would be illegal to ride a goat.
It's illegal to ride a goat anyway, I would assume.
Maybe you got a Galapagos tortoise hanging around at your place, and if you have, it's illegal to ride a Galapagos tortoise while you're drunk.
You know, my friend has a goat. Yeah. My friend Jimbo, he was on the news. It recently died. He had a goat called Gary.
Oh, Gary the goat.
He's one of my best mates, a guy called Jimbo. He's a comedian, and he's got a pet goat, and he took the goat to the botanical gardens because it felt like, you know, just was...
Going for a walk.
Going for a walk in the gardens, and it ate these really rare plants. And the police were called, and they arrested the goat first. They put the goat, and then arrested Jimbo as well. But the funniest scene is when the goat is being escorted into the back of the van, followed by Jimbo.
That's hilarious. Wow, you got some wacky friends, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You can check that on YouTube. It's Gary the goat with Jimbo. Yeah.
There's one thing I did want to point out.
Yeah.
You know producer Al, who answers the phones.
Big Gay Al,
who hangs out here at 2GO.
Yeah.
He's from Logan.
You wouldn't believe it, would you? Like,
he's from Logan, where this woman got arrested.
Yeah.
He's just a bogan from Logan.
He's a bogan from Logan, but he puts on this very
posh accent.
I'm posh.
Yeah.
I am not from Logan. Yeah. Excuse me.
We know you're from Logan.
We know you're from Logan. Once a Logan.
Always a Loganian.
Loganian, that's what he is. He's a Loganese.
Loganese.
Yeah.
You got anything to say for yourself, Producer Al?
That's why I live here on the Central Coast in paradise.
Yay. What an upgrade you've had.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
As you know, there's a big game on tonight.
I know.
The State of Origin.
State against state.
Mate against mate.
Woo.
What are you looking at?
Stop it.
Everyone's excited about the game and people are keen to know who's going to win. That gambling community in particular.
I know.
And you know how they always have animals? Remember the octopus?
Yeah, there was an octopus that was going for the World Cup for a while there.
Yeah, yeah. And there was another animal, a crocodile, I think, that predicted some other game. I might be making that up.
Yeah, it is pretty standard, isn't it? The whole puppies, using puppies or whatever to predict the outcome of the game.
So I took it upon myself to organise an animal that's going to predict the State of Origin winner.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and it's unusual. It's I think some people have turtles, some people have octopuses or whatever. It's going to be weird, but this is a leopard.
Okay, fully
grown.
An actual one?
Yeah, an actual one. I talked to Brad from Taronga Zoo. Brad is going to bring in the leopard.
Oh my God, he's coming in now. Okay.
Come in, Brad.
Brad, oh my goodness me, that's an actual leopard.
Brad from Taronga Zoo, how you going, buddy?
Yeah, g'day guys, how are we?
Yeah,
now this is the leopard that predicts
Oh my God.
Predicts the game?
Yeah, this is Lester the leopard.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Lester.
And g'day, Lester. He's a beautiful creature, isn't he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually predicted the State of Origin winner for the last 10 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Mm. Wow. Lester, you've got credibility. That's insane.
Okay, so what Brad has suggested is we get two plates of steak.
Okay.
One steak is blue, one steak is maroon, okay. And whatever Lester goes for,
okay.
He's going to be the winner.
All right, so we've got a blue plate here. Hang on, and we've got a steak on it, and we've got a red plate here for Marone.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to let him off the muzzle and the lead right now.
Okay.
Not to the steak. No. No. No.
Steak! Oh, no!
Oh, you! Oh, God!
Get down!
No!
You fucking...
Oh, no!
No.
Oh, God, down the... No. Down.
Ah!
The blow!
Oh, ah!
Oh, no, not again!
Mandy and Akmal are experiencing technical difficulties. They'll be right back. Possibly.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Breaking news, and this is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Miss America, the pageant,
yes.
Are going to scrap swimsuits and they're going to be more inclusive to women of all sizes.
Yeah, great. Finally, the swimsuits are coming off. I've been lobbying for that for a while now because no, there's nothing to be ashamed of. The human body is a wonderful thing, especially with those lovely ladies.
Well, they've got the hashtag rolling around, hashtag bye bye bikini. And yeah, I mean, I'm all for bringing in, say, a new section where, you know, it might be caftans. Or power suits or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, let's get out of the bikinis and get in the power suit. Let's get those shoulder pads, ladies.
Miss Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
get out of the burqa. Because, you know, Miss Saudi Arabia is weird. It's just all black. It's just black. You see, wow, lovely eyes, I think.
Zero.
I don't know.
Zero.
But,
I like the idea that they're going to have women of different sizes. We'll see how that rolls because yeah, yeah. I can't. I think their idea of...
The fat women will roll much quicker than that.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. Now, listen, I had the privilege and honour of speaking to Jennifer Hawkins many years ago. She's a stunning looking woman.
She is.
She's like 6 foot. 7.
Yeah.
She could play basketball if she wants
to. She is gorgeous.
She's a very, very, very sweet person, but a little bit, you know, like most beautiful women, she's a bit of an airhead.
You can't say most beautiful women, she's an airhead.
Okay, I'd like to retract that last comment.
I mean,
that was inaccurate.
I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not an airhead.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Stop, that was awkward.
Anyway,
what did you talk to her about?
I was trying to be funny.
I know, but what did you talk to her about? What did you talk to her about?
I talked to her about, you know, because she was Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Which is a step up from Miss
America.
Because America and then the universe, there's nothing in between.
That's right.
And I was saying to her about how she keeps fit and she keeps slim and all that. And she said it's really important to stay fit and slim.
Yeah.
And I said to her as a joke, I said, you know, but you can get fat if you want to. And if people say, hey, Jennifer, you're beefing up, you could just say, hey, I'm Miss Universe and the universe is expanding.
Hey.
And then she said, no, you just exercise.
Thanks, Jennifer.
She's beautiful, though. If you're listening, Jennifer,
you're worried you've offended
her
now.
I'm offended because she's always been so nice to me. She's very sweet. She's got a lovely belly button. Because that's all I see.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how you saw her belly button. That's a whole other story. Oh, right. Okay.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Right now, we've got an awesome prize to give away thanks to the King Cumber Hotel, a $100 voucher to go there and watch The Origin.
Okay, so what you do with the $100 voucher is you go and have a meal and some beers and watch The Origin in style at the Kinney Hotel.
Or you can forget the meals and just
have
their beers.
The food is actually pretty tops at Kinney.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's tops, yeah.
I don't think it's called Kinney Hotel. I think I've just made that up. But anyway, King Cumber Hotel.
They killed Kinney.
That's South Park.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got this blues quiz, all right? And it's really easy, so you don't have to be a footy head, eh?
Go the blues. Up the blues.
Up the blues.
Down with the maroons.
Look, if you want to play this game, it is a quiz. We're going to have a bit of fun. Call now 432-4444.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, though, you don't have to be massively educated in the ways of football to be able to win this quiz. So don't stress if you don't know players' names and all that sort of stuff.
Don't stress
about that.
Go the blues.
We got your backs. Go the blues.
Death to the maroons. Death to all Queenslanders.
Oh, God.
May they all die horribly.
No, just tone it down a little
bit. I'll tone it down a bit?
A bit.
Go the Blues.
Excellent.
may the best team win.
Oh, well done.
Call right now to play 4324444.
It doesn't matter who wins and loses. As long as they're having a good time.
Matt from North Avoca, what have you so far got planned for Origin night?
I'm just going to kick back with the girlfriend and watch it this week, this year.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can send you both to the King Cumber pub and you can have something yummy to eat and a few drinks. But you've got to get through a few questions for us first, Matty, all right? So what do you think? How's your Origin knowledge?
It's reasonable.
Okay,
well,
good.
You don't need it.
You sound confident.
You don't need it.
Well, you know, that's all right. I'm building it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're teasing.
I'm teasing. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Matty?
Yep.
Okay, first question. What colour is the sky?
Blue.
Beautiful. Well done. It's not this morning. It's grey today, but generally speaking, it's blue. Well done. Okay. I can help you with this if you need a clue, so just ask for a clue if you need one. What is the seventh colour in the rainbow song?
Starts with B.
Oh, go blue.
Wow. Awesome.
Nice.
Man, this guy's
red
good.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. Yeah, it's seventh. Well done.
Yeah.
Well okay. Done. What genre of music did B.B. King play?
Blues.
Oh, wow.
Matty from
go
the
blues. Blues.
One last one.
When I say go the blues, I mean that genre of music.
You mean go B.B. King.
Yeah.
All right, one last question. Maddie from North Avoca, you are one question away from winning $100 to spend at the King Cumber Hotel tonight. Here we go. Mm. Are you ready?
Look. Matt,
I'm ready.
Just say blue first.
No, don't spoil it.
Don't
spoil it. If a movie has a lot of nudity in it, what kind of movie is
blue.
It?
Blue.
Let's go blue.
Oh, yes! Matty.
My God. He's good.
You are off to the King Cumber Hotel tonight with the lovely girlfriend to celebrate Origin.
You should go on Mastermind.
Yes. No worries.
You're welcome, mate. Have a great night. And don't forget the King Cumber Hotel. They got their craft beer and cider festival on this weekend. You can check it out there or go there tonight and watch the Origin.
Drink some cider. Watch the footy.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
We're talking Dolly Parton. Working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living. Yeah.
Tune.
We should get her to rewrite that song for us. Working 5:30 a.m. till 9.
Yeah, it's back to front, isn't it, for us? I don't mind a little bit of Dolly.
Oh, a little bit of Dolly.
I don't suppose you've
good.
Got the one with her and Kenny Rogers. What's that one? Oh, yes.
Did you do that so quickly? That is what
we are. I mean, one of the best duets of all time. Let's not pretend it's not.
Yeah, I could pretend it's not.
Where's the support for Kenny and Dolly? Didn't they have a thing for a while there? Kenny and Dolly?
Yes.
I think they
Ken
did.
Ken and Dolly.
Didn't, yeah.
Sounds like dolls. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie.
She's a little bit Barbie-ish. Hey, but the big news is about Dolly Parton, and I know everyone's going to be massively excited about this, especially you, Akmal, because I know you love your Christian country music.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Netflix is about to produce an 8-part series based on Dolly Parton.
Yeah. The first 7 are just mostly about her boobs. They're just going to, because that's what you think of when you think
Everybody
of Dolly.
Everybody thinks of that when they think of Dolly.
But
they're all hers. They're all hers.
All of them. How many does she have?
What I mean is there's no enhancements, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Or is there?
I don't know.
Nah.
I thought she was just all natural.
Only God's enhancements.
That's right.
He's given her some.
Credit to Doll. She's written over 3,000 songs.
Yeah. Only 2 of them have been good.
No. She's had 25 number ones.
Has she?
She's had 25 number ones. Wow. She's pretty massive in the States.
When you say number ones, you don't mean like she's had 25 poos in her life.
No.
That's
no,
good.
Number
no.
one songs.
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's good to clear these things up.
And I'd forgotten until you reminded me, Widow.
Yeah.
She's actually got a theme park. I think it's a water park.
No, she's got, there's Dollywood, the theme park.
Oh, right.
And then there's Dollywood Splash Country Water Park.
A Dollywood Splash Country Water Park?
Yeah.
What's happening in the world? Oh, my God.
You can enter into Dolly World and slide on her boobs and then come... And then be ejected, through her nipple. It's amazing. That's what I heard.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Widows, dog came into the station yesterday, and he came in, and I've got three dogs, as you know, and they're very, and I love them, and they're cute. But
you've got Teta, which is a little black,
poodle. Zaki.
You've got Zaki, who's mental. Sorry, he's, but he's that mental. Dog is seriously crazy.
He is crazy. He's got issues. He's a terrier.
He's got a few issues, and you've got the new one, which is Bobby.
Little puppy. It's and they're kind of little mutts, basically, and mixes of races and stuff.
But they're cute as.
Oh yeah, up to a point.
You're sick of them at the moment because they're sleeping on the bed and they're pooing everywhere.
You should clean their poo. They're not as cute when they wake up and bite
you. Put them outside. That's where dogs belong.
The little one bit my penis, as we know.
Okay, that is a true story.
And that is a true story.
If you
want
to catch up on that, 2jfm.com.au.
Zaki bit my wife's hand that feeds him.
Oh, God.
Because he got scared and she woke him up suddenly. He's the mental one, right?
But I missed meeting Carter, your dog, yesterday because I wasn't here.
It was like meeting the Pope. or meeting someone, meeting
dignified.
Very dignified. He comes in this like four wheel drive, and it's glass, and it's exactly like the Pope.
There's a
motor cape just in front of him, almost, you know. And then he appears, and he's just this majestic dog. And man, he's like the George Clooney of dogs.
So what breed is he?
He's an Australian Shepherd. He's a blue Merle, gorgeous looking thing.
My God, he's got like the George Clooney of dogs. I've got three Danny DeVitos. We shit everywhere.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I'd love to get people's take on this story because this has been blowing up the internet in the last little while.
What? Not ISIS again?
No, not ISIS again. No,
they've been blowing up.
No, this is a woman called Kirsty Allsop, who's a British television presenter.
Her. My wife watches her show.
Oh, okay.
Location, location, location.
That's the one. Location, location, location. You might recognise her voice.
My passion is recycling, upcycling, buying secondhand, and just spending your time renewing things.
Yes. That's Kirsty Allsop.
That's right. Yeah, they help people, choose houses. It's a fascinating show. Which one is he going to choose? This one or that one?
This and then one in the country or this one in the country?
Yeah, and then he chooses that one in the country. And well, that's all for this week. Next week, we have a different person who will be choosing a house.
What a great summary.
Yeah.
But she's come under fire because it came to light that when she was flying on holiday, she put her two kids in economy and her husband sat in first class.
Well, that's because location, location, location.
Well, this is true, right? You know, even when it came to
your seat. They don't need the leg room, as I don't.
No, that's right. You know,
when I get upgraded, I get...
But people are having a massive crack at her and saying, what are you doing? You're not travelling with your kids. They're stuck in economy and you're up there in fancy class. But I think this is genius.
It's okay.
As a parent, this is a genius idea. Yeah. I don't know why I haven't thought of this.
You know what would be even better?
What?
If she put the kids on a different flight.
Yeah.
going somewhere else. Like, you know.
Kids are going to
Siberia.
Bali. I'm going to Dubai. It's all good. People are really having a crack at her and she's having to defend herself and she's saying, you know what? If I put them in first class, we're not going to be able to afford many more holidays. So they can go in coach. I get to have a glass of champagne. Mm. I don't have to worry about them. And and they're just in there annoying somebody else.
Well, that's very, very good mothering. And we should also point out that those children are toddlers. They're six months old.
They're not.
They're not. Wouldn't
she
that
left
be
them
terrible?
With some fat guy who's going, mate, you gonna eat all those peanuts? And it's very cruel. It's a very cruel. Have you ever flown first class?
Never.
No, neither have I.
I've flown first class.
And I've snuck a look, maybe if I'd worked harder, maybe if I had better jokes, I could be sitting
first class.
You know, enjoying the leg room, which I don't need.
Do you know what I'd really love to do on the bucket list is to fly with one of those beds. The flying bed. How awesome would that be?
About a flying carpet from Doug's rug.
Do you know what? I am interested to know what people think of this, though, because there'd be some people that would be mortified. I think we've got Michelle from Greenpoint on the line. Michelle from Greenpoint. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
What do you think?
You know what? I agree with her. Last year was the first time me and my husband went away. We went to the States for 2.5 weeks and left the kids behind. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? It is amazing.
I agree with you. When you work hard as a parent, that little bit of a breather is so important, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah. It is so important. Like, I've got 5 children, 2.5 grandchildren, and you know what? Every now and then I go, hey, guys, we're going away.
Yep.
And they're like, where are you going?
What are you doing?
For how long? Yeah. What are you doing? Like, when are you going to get back? And it's like, are you serious?
Yes.
We're going away.
We're going away.
Where there's no service.
We're going away.
Good, and you know, Michelle.
But Michelle, this strategy may backfire one day when you're older and they put you in a home.
Yeah.
And they never come and.
And you know what? They have to buzz, and I have to let them in.
Wow. Thanks so much for the call, Michelle. We're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal limited edition nuts and freckles.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, we will.
Thank you for the call. 4324.
Which you can eat all by yourself, and don't give the kids any.
Exactly.
No matter how much they ask.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Storage Wars. 1 month storage free. Storage King Lizaro. StorageKing.com.au.
Yeah, Storage King are amazing. They've given us $1,000. Someone's going to win it on Friday. You just got to get yourself in the draw. And Anne from Arimba joins us to do just that. How are you this morning, Anne?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Good to have you on board. Darren from Tumbiumbi, you're here as well.
G'day, how are you?
We're fabulous.
Darren, how's Tumbiumbi?
Never seen it brighter.
Oh, really? Fantastic news. It's a bit wet today. All right, so here we go, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to give you an item that we found in the 2GO storage container, which is at Storage King, and it's worth some money, and we want to know how much it's worth. If you can guess closest without going over, you will go in the draw to win $1,000 thanks to the Storage King. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Anne from Arimba. The item is a New South Wales Rugby League footy card from 1995. It stars Laurie Daly. It's a State of Origin Blues footy card. How much is it worth?
Oh, I don't know much about it.
Well, before you answer.
$22.
How many?
22.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Darren from Tumbiumbi, how much is this Laurie Daly State of Origin Blues footy card
and
worth?
Remember, it's not Sterlo with hair.
It's not Sterlo
so
with
it's
hair.
It's cheaper than that.
It's Laurie Daly from 1995.
$42.50.
What did you say?
$42.50.
All right. You're both over.
Oh.
So I think you're going to have to go again. So, Anne, it's less than $22. So go again.
Okay. I'll go $14.
Okay. What about you, Darren?
I'll go $12.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have to say, it is actually $19.08. So, Anne from Arimba, you're in the draw. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for losing, Darren.
No, thank you for losing, Darren, she said.
Thank you, Anne. He didn't do it intentionally,
no,
Anne.
No. But, Darren, you can call back tomorrow and have another crack. Amazing.
Imagine that, like, the Blues win and say, I'd like to thank the Maroons for losing.
I thought Anne should be on the coaching team. That's amazing.
I think tomorrow is your last chance to get in the running. Last chance to play Storage Wars. 1 month storage free. Storage King Lizaro. StorageKing.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Another reminder, it's Gimme 5 for Kids Month and you can donate at any Woolworths, and we encourage you to do that when you go shopping.
And a third reminder, not that you need it, but State of Origin is on tonight and I would like to put a curse on all the Queenslanders. May they get food poisoning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
May they all get food poisoning
tonight.
And a temperature.
Okay, right.
So they play badly.
Is that an Egyptian curse?
It's an Egyptian curse. It's guaranteed to work. Forget the leopard. This is going to work.
Okay, good.
All right, catch up with the show anytime, 2gofm.com.au, or download the app as well.
Oh, look, we've just got a call. The Maroons have got diarrhea. All of them.
Is that what's happened to Mickey D? Because I can't see him. Is Mickey D coming into the studio or not?
Mickey D is our next announcer, of course, as you know.
And smooth voice, Mickey D. Smooth voice.
Terrible personality.
Oh, what?
You're so mean.
No. He's been questioned by ASIO
yesterday.
And today they've placed a bracelet on his leg So he doesn't, and they've taken his passport. I don't know what that's about. Oh, I don't like God. To ask because no. it's none of my business.
No.
If it's none of your business, don't get involved.
Don't get involved.
But, you know, there's some very suspicious things going on with him. Mickey and, yeah, a lot of, you know, I don't know.
Well, look, we'll keep you informed with what, yeah. with Mickey D's criminal record as yes. the days go on.
He won't be leaving the country in a hurry. No. They've got his passport and they've put a bracelet on him.
He's under house arrest, but at 2GO.
Yeah, you can actually find him via an app. Gonna find Mickey D.
You don't need to go too far because he's up next. We'll catch tomorrow 5:30. Go the Blues.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.